Okay, so skip to the Pani Bas Yisro, the second one. Shnit Masat Lahadunik. Is that that one? Nunkes Amid Olive. And we're in Masat Truman, Parak Yud Olive, Halacha Hey, in the middle of the Sunya. Amid Bas Yisro, sorry. The beginning of Amid Bas. Pani Bas Yisro.
You pick up the
pulses. Yes, pick up that first part of the Tanya. Avalo
Shal
Yisro. No, goes up to the words Avalo Shal Yisro. Tanya, Bas Yisro Shnichlasa Lahadlik. She's going now to be madlik in her home, and she's taking the kohenet. So velat yila shemen treifa madleket. She can go now. Take from the Kohenet a little bit of Shemet Seifa to be Madleket, even though the Chorosh is being Nene from the Shemet Seifa.
Use
the fire? Yeah. No, that's the only thing you're allowed to use it for. It's Shemet Seifa, it's Tame, so it can only be used. Says Rav Huna, the Shemet of Rav Yanai, we're talking about over here, Shat Mishlachat Ve'elim Haita. The reason that Bezin was matir such a thing is because it was during a time of Mishlachat Ze'evim. It was a time of Sakana. And therefore, they made a special halacha that a little bit of Shemen is useful for everybody. And at the time of Sakana, so we're not going to be mocked on the question of whether the Kohenet itself is actually going to use it. And we were never mavato this heter. Since it was made as a takana at one point, why heter? Once a takana is made, we don't answer it unless a bezin gets together and answers it. No bezin came afterwards to be in the bottom of the takana.
It would be like the wolf
wouldn't come along. Yeah. So the same way we find by Shemitah, Kamada Tema Taman, Lo Amad Beit Din U'Beitel, by the halacha over here is, we said, that a case, the Mishnah, there was a case of a field that were fertilized by having sheep sitting in them and so on, that you're not allowed to use it mitzvah shemitah either because of a knas. So even though now the Gemara asks over there, if you recall back in shemitah, why aren't we matur it because of the problem of the tremendous pressure that's being brought by the government to produce? So the other things we were matur, why weren't we matur that? And we said, well, no bezin ever was mevatel that takana. That works for kula too. So over there it was a knas, over there was a takana, in order to be matir something. In either event, it requires another bezin to be mevatel. The parot shall kohen shall yamakil etzel Yisrael. Now there was a cow that a kohen was being makil in the Yisrael brishos. The kohen bigdo shall kohen. Or if he's working on a beged of a kohen, madlik al gabav shemen treifa beino koshesh. Since the Yisrael is now involved in working for the kohen, then the usage of the shemen treifa is considered to be the kohen's usage, even though it's only his worker that's using it. Kohen shibala asot cheshbon in Yisrael. Now the kohen walks in. And he's making now his cheshbon with him. The Hebrew al gabav shemet treifa, and so he lights a lamp in order to go over his account. And now he gets up and walks off. Amato the halakha. Afalpinke imakabino tolachabotach yichabene ilach. We don't tell the Yisrael, well, now that the Kohen walked out, you're mostly have to go and turn off the light. Because since it was lit for the Kohen's Torah, the Kohen have a clear to see to it at every point that the Torah keeps going on. That's part of the Torah. I have to put it specifically, enough Shemit Trefa to burn up until the exact moment that I finish using it. And this is part of usage, to have a light that's burning, and it continues to burn after I walk out of the room. Remember, we had that fantastic discussion of whether you're supposed to turn off the electricity when you leave the room, that we brought a riot from the Gemara. Right?
Yes.
Right. And that's a valid usage.
Didn't
we
say that the
Kohen
had
a
chance to
find out? Yes, yes. Oh. Right, but that there it's talking about that it was lit not specifically for a Kohen. It was lit because the Kohen would have come in once. We said, okay, so the coins are coming again. So if you had a coin, it was at the circle. If it was at the circle, that's part of the circle.
He himself
did it. He himself did it.
If the worker had lit it?
No, he himself lit it for himself. It was lit for a coin. Over there, it was lit for the public. Because the coin might come in. So you might think, okay, but if the coin now may not come in, so then it turns out that your lighting wasn't for this purpose. But over here, it was lit specifically for a coin. So the Chananya bar Akbarim, Havi Avad, Havi Tzagabi, Rebbe Chaya, Tipurai. So the Chananya was working for a Kohen, who was Rebbe Chaya, Simchi Pari. The Azalei, Malilei, Butina, Shemitzrefa, when he finished doing his work, he was going home, he fills up his flashlight with Shemitzrefa, and he would then turn on his flashlight to see his way home. So, as the Gemara, the Lokin, it should be the Lokin Savin Neymar, La Sotra Chavsha Kohen, didn't it say that the whole point was that he can use the light because he's working on the Kohen's thing? But certainly, after that, he should not be allowed to do it for himself. How about Losha Yisrael? Why is he allowed to do it for himself? Amen. The Iroh of the Ovid Lekhem Laviyot is very simple. If he wasn't going to have a flashlight for the way back, he never would have showed up to do the work in the first place. Which means that this is part of what the Kohen needs in order to get his work. He needs to provide him with light so that he should be able to come. And if I can't get back home, I'm certainly not going to come in the first place. So it includes, therefore, even the return trip. So Savin Nema, so we thought that meant Kadyam Tivabaita Abimatsirle, that once Rabbi Hanina came to his house, he would have to put out the candle and not keep, I mean the lamp, and not keep using that lamp in his house, because it was only his right to use as long as he was being perfect for the Kohen. Amrutsin Ichinana Ayadi Kenahavi, Rabbi Hanina, I want you to know that it was up till the Shachar, why they came, have it. He left it sitting there burning until the morning, so he could do whatever he wanted and to go to sleep and so on, in order that he should be able to get up the next morning and to go back to work for the Kohen. In which case, leaving it there for his own tzrachim is really ultimately for the tzrachim of the Kohen alone. Stretching it a little bit, but no more than kol matzecha yulah shem shemayim. Where we say going to sleep and feeling well rested is called avodas Hashem. So why can't it be called avodas Hashem? But that means that it's vamish v'gei al halacha. Isn't that just a general? Well, there's some machshava that it'll be useful for God. It's actually matir. You're considered to be in the employ of some amazing thing, right? It's beautiful. I think that's really stunning. Shalom Rabbi Ami, they asked Hada Shamsha. Shalom Rabbi Ami, Hada Shamsha himself was a Kohen, and he wanted to use Shemen Trefa for Shabbos. And we know that the Mishnah says that he must be from Shemen Trefa Yomtov or on Shabbos. So he wanted to use somehow or other the Shemen Trefa, because that was the time of using it. That's because of the we learn that from a classic that Ein Sof, you're not allowed to be sort of clutch in this spot, and we apply it to the case of Truma. So we show Rabbi Ami began the Anasava Ptila Minchula. He said, look, since I first am told all now this Ptila in regular Kula, in coal, in secular oil, not Shemen oil, not the Shemen Trefa, so could I perhaps now be madlik when the rest of the oil is shemen trefa? So, in other words, because there is a mandiyama who holds that if you have partial shemen trefa and shemen pachokulin, that it's mutter. So, yeah, I don't really have partial shemen kulin in the mixture, but I dip the ptila, at least, in the shemen kulin. And we answered him, O Malay, but of agabi ptila. When you dip a tila into shemen, it's not the end anymore. And therefore, what we see you doing is burning directly shemen tzreifa, and that's awesome. Now, Rabbi Ami himself Holy Rabbi Yehuda ben Paji, La'ilan the Bein Nehemia, King Rabbi Ami, who knows of Sira, Rabbi Ami now, who was himself Yisrael, he would be Tovo his Sira in Shem and Tzreifa, like we said before. And he had a right to use it, with, you know, because of the Mishlach of Tzeizim. So he was Meir Halacha, and he said, you should know that Rabbi Ami himself, to summit on that Ezer, to dip in the Sira into Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda lo nasaf Sira. Rabbi Yehuda would not do that. Why? Less than Rabbi Yehuda, how did Rabbi Ami? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda hold up the Ezer? Rabbi Ami himself had sent upon it. He did hold up the Ezer, but he had another problem. So for Rabbi Yehuda, he held that there was another problem over here, Mishum Gezel. The problem was of Gezel HaShevet. The Kula Min Hadein Shamsha. And now, by what he did, because of that, Mevazes of Hekdesha, did he have a right over here to be Mevazes Shemen Shotruma without asking the Rishus? In other words, it's all very nice that you say you have a right to use it, but how, this is called taking his spoils of war. You're being Mevazes, right? Mevazes of Hekdesha, as if you're invading Hekdesha. And you're taking away from them. So how can you mivazve the Hegdish? That is a different problem. Gamliel Zuga Shal Rabbi Yossi Mahu Lahosif Shemen Shochuin, who Gamliel Zuga is, but he asked Rabbi Yossi, are you allowed to use Shemen Shochuin by mixing Shemen Shochuin into Shemen Trefa, and then for like looking at his bottle for the Shemen Chulin. Omar Le Lo Tani Rabbi Yosha Elam Ein Mechayin Oto L'Matzoto. His question was, if you have Shemen Treifa and you have already a nair, and now you want to light this nair on Shabbos, can you add Shemen Chulin in it and burn it? Since the only reason over here is because there's an event source and Kachin beyond it, and the Rabbanim made a takana that truma was not such as the chlam, but they asked for truma because of kachin. Maybe in a case where you change the situation a little bit, there was no gezeira. Remember that one of the curious elements of gezeiras is that they apply only as defined, right? They're specific. So in this particular case, since this is not the norm to have mixed Shem and Tzreifa and Shem and Chulin, maybe they would never go on that people would confuse it with Kachin. And they could say, what's the difference? It's just that it's not the Matzah. So the question is it first the Gezerah on the Shemin, or is the Gezerah on the situation? The Gezerah on the situation, this is a different situation.
Shem and Chulin is also
Tameh? Yeah, who cares?
So why don't you have a problem with the Tameh?
Okay, if you hold it off to the Grum Tumah, so therefore he wanted to know if he has a right to light it. He says, Ein Mechai Vino to Lamatzoto. Somebody who's lighting now a Nair of Shem and Tzreifa. See, it's not Mechayiv, we said, to suck up, you know, with a clean wick, the oil all around the edges of the kli. We said before that you can be Moses Chulin onto a storage house of Truma, even though the Truma is going to be mixed in it, or onto a container that holds Shemin in it. Remember, you're not required to leave it drip out, as long as you have the three drips, and it doesn't matter, right? This is Ein Mechayvim Oto L'Matzoto. So that means that you can start off with Shemin Tzreifa, and not required to be M'Matzeh. But if you have actual Shemin Tzreifa, that is the end, the Mashma'ut is, you can't see Moses Shemin Chulin on it. It's only, as the Mishnah said, that you don't have to be Mamatzeh. Omer Rabbi Avu Shana Yonatan Ben Achmoy Bat Kohen Shaita Omeret Erev Shabbat In Chashecha Ubiyada Ner Ubetocho Shem Etreifa Arei Zumaseth Is Atocho Shem Shechul Amavakas. I can tell you Halacha Lamaseh that Yonatan Ben Achmoy told me that if a Bat Kohen is allowed to use Shem Etreifa, she's holding a candle of Shem Etreifa on Erev Shabbat, it's late in the day, she doesn't have enough Shemen Chulin to be Mazik for Shabbos. She has a right to add the Shemen Chulin into the Shemen Treifa, and the Gezeira does not apply. And this is a brisa that he told me over. So you see that Rabbi Yosef was wrong, and that it is mutter to do this. Omale Rabbi Zera Matavia, who exactly, Mativo, shall this person, never heard of him, Yonatan ben Achmai, I mean, what exactly, who exactly is that, that you're famous on his brisa? Omale Adam Gadol Haya Ubaki b'Mishnasenu, happens to be that he was a great man, he was very much a Baki as a Tana, and I apparshe Rabbi Chia, the Kfar Tachumi, the Kamei Rabbi, Umanita Chachim. It happens to be that Rabbi Chia went to Rav and told him over this price. And based on this, and his discussion with him, he was Mona him to be a Chacham that had a right to be Mora. So obviously, it's not just some guy quoting something. They say, Madlikin, we had four-way machlokes in the Mishnah. Madliki v'beit ha-mishteh v'lo v'beit ha-avel, did a review then. Rabbi Yosef v'beit ha-avel v'lo v'beit ha-mishteh. Rabbi Meir oser kanukah, and Rabbi Shimon mater kanukah. This is a very interesting machlok. So my time, what's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda who holds that in a beit ha-mishteh it's mutter to be madlik shemen tefah because there's certainly Kohanim will be coming in and therefore it's viewed as a public use, but not in a Beit HaAvah where also Kohanim will be coming in. So what's this for? Because he says B'Beit HaMishteh are Yedei V'Moneihon Nikiyim Lo Mitaskim Be. In a Beit HaMishteh everyone comes well dressed, so nobody is going to start poking around to take the oil out and use it for something and get dirty. And therefore there's no point in ushering it because of the possibility that it will be used for usher purposes. People won't realize that it's a Shemen Tzrefa Shoshuna. But in a Beit HaAvel, where the Avelim are sitting there filthy anyway with torn clothing, so in a Beit HaAvel, there you have to worry that maybe they will be used for the wrong purposes. So of the Beit HaAvel, they may end up touching the oil. My time it was Yassi. My time it was Yassi. Obviously there's other Jews. My time it was Yassi. Beit HaAvel Ayyadei Be'inu Kmi'in Lomit Askimbo. In a Beit HaAvel, they're miserable. They're not thinking about using oil and so on. They're involved in their Avelut, as Barnea pointed out. Whereas the Beit HaMishteh, Ayyadei Be'inu Tachizim. In the Beit HaMishteh, everybody is like high. So there, who knows what they'll do over there? They'll forget that it's true. Everybody knows they're thinking about what they're doing anyway.
Where would you have it to the brother?
Yeah.
Truma,
the Kia. Time to Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir as far as the answer in both cases? He says, well, in each case you have a problem. The base of all the demands and the document. There's any sort of even freezing the document. In either case, you have to worry about the using it. My time as Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it's both them and Mutter, because the base of all the demands and the document, and the base of the Mishra, they didn't name the key and the document. You have to reason to be Mutter, to use Mutter. They were beyond the Allah scripture. They say in the name of Yanai that Allah is first Mutter, Kanata. Rabbi Yaakov Barach of Rishon Rabbi Yosef says also Alok Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosef Tiramia Boikami Rabbi Yunia the Lord came Ma Anan Omrim. I don't understand. If you wouldn't have said that, what would I have said? Isn't the rule normally that we have a Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon that the Halacha is Rabbi Shimon? So why do you find it necessary to go through this whole thing? So I'm Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, and I love Rabbi Shimon. Isn't that normally the din? So why would I think that's a klal?
No.
Yeah, it's a general klal. So why are you telling me necessarily? On my way, you should say not shall buy it, you should say shall kap kod mim hayta. This was something that was asked by a group of earlier people, and it's not really a problem because for Rabbi Yehuda Omer mi Ein Shnehem and Rabbi Yossi Omer mi Ein Shnehem, Rabbi Yehuda in this case is actually a Machria, right? Because he's saying one is Asr and one is Mutter, and Rabbi Yossi is saying one is Asr and one is Mutter. So if you have a case of a Makriya, then normally there's also another rule that says Halachic is Yivrei HaMakriya. So if we had over here two people who were arguing, one says both are Mutter, one says both are Asr, we have a third party that's saying, well, near the time of the Isra, but not the time of the, or here it's Ahad, or vice versa, this way. But in this case, we have two Masriyim. There's certainly a basis to say that the Allah would be Kedivrei HaMakriya. Therefore, I need to know. No, it's not Kedivrei HaMakriya. It's actually Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Allah is Rabbi Yossi. Then I would say, which one of the Masriyim would be Rabbi Yossi? But we don't. Therefore, it wasn't a kasha even when it was asked in earlier generations. This was the way in which they answered this problem. Another question. Ma'ala had mit shem and treifa b'chanukah. Can a Yisrael use shem and treifa because he's not going to be using it? It's only because of presuming Nisa. And this is Lavanah's mitzvah. So he's not personally being benefited from it. It's a public thing, which everybody who sees them know is going to get the benefit of presuming Nisa. Maybe that's the same thing as lighting in the Beit HaKnesset. Right? It's not here for the same idea. Amidavir of Yanai, Madalikim, B'Shem and Trefa, B'Chanukah. They posture and you can use B'Shem and Trefa. Omar, of course, who would you expect? Omar Rebbe Nisa. Ana, Lo Ana Kochim, La'ava, I'll tell you. I, myself, never knew my father, because I was an orphan from a very young age. But I can tell you what my mommy taught me. Ima Havi Omri. My mommy used to tell me that Avuch Havi Omri, Misha Emo Jemeshel Kuhin, Mavik Shemin Sreifa B'Chanukah. So, because obviously the coin is also Meneh with the fact that Klal Yisrael is in the fire and the mess with his Truma. How can Allah say this in Vela? Sneak along with Sechas Trum Om.
And the things that would make the brother just not seeing it.
So?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. It's been a long haul. Feels like forever.